Los Angeles Clippers once again are leading the news cycle today, but instead of talking about who Steve Ballmer has recruited to play for the team, the focus is shifting to where Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and company could actually play in a few years. That's where we start the Morning Buzzcast for today, Friday, July 26th. I'm Rick Ellington. The Clippers last night unveiled the first renderings of the team's proposed new arena that will be located just next to the Rams and Chargers Stadium in Inglewood. The 18,500-seat arena, set to be 100% financed by Ballmer, would see construction begin in 2021, with it opening 3 years later. There are many fan-friendly elements to the arena, and that really shouldn't come as a surprise anymore. But perhaps the most interesting is a wall of sound that would be behind one basket that Ballmer hopes would emulate something coming from a college facility. The Clippers currently share Staples Center with the Lakers and the LA Kings, but their status as the arena's third tenant often means the team doesn't get some preferred times and dates that they would like. That obviously wouldn't be the case in this new arena. Now, of course, we're a long way from seeing shovels hit the ground, and I'm sure the legal situation between the Clippers and the Madison Square Garden Company, which owns the nearby Forum, will only increase over the next months and years. But it does seem that Ballmer is intent on further carving out a new identity for the Clippers, with the new arena being at the forefront of those efforts. NBC and Twitter have reached an interesting deal that will see some live coverage from the Tokyo Games next summer air on the social media platform. While the live content is fairly limited, highlights and a daily 20-minute show are also part of the agreement. The news is noteworthy because NBC has gone to great lengths in the past to keep all Olympic coverage within its domain. This deal with Twitter shows the first sign of NBC breaking away from that complete exclusivity. Again, no one is going to confuse what's being shown on Twitter with what Mike Tirico and company will focus on in primetime. We're a real long way away from top gymnastics or swimming competitions showing up online. But it does show the desire of NBC execs to reach the young demographics that are starting to spend more and more time on social. Speaking of alternative feeds and streaming options, AT&T's Randall Stephenson caused some waves earlier in the week when he said that live sports content from Turner and Bleacher Report could air on the upcoming HBO Max app. That conceivably could have included NCAA men's basketball tournament games. However, Sports Business Journal's Michael Smith reports that there are no plans right now to put tourney games on the app, and that such talks have not even taken place among NCAA officials. One story that's kind of flown under the radar here in the States, but has been a big topic of discussion internationally, is the unrest coming out of the World Swimming Championships in South Korea. Sports Business Daily's global feed has documented several incidents at the medal stands involving protests against China's Sun Yang, who has been dogged for years by allegations of doping. Now, the creation of a trade union for swimmers reportedly will be created before the Olympics begin next summer. British swimmer Adam Peaty has been very outspoken in his belief that FINA, swimming's global governing body, is trying to silence competitors with new rules that it has installed that ban the type of medal stand protests that have been seen this week. Should such a protest like this take place in Tokyo, it would obviously become world news and understandably cast a shadow over the actual competition in the pool. However, Peaty believes creating a union would be among the most important contributions that swimmers could ever make to their sport. Stay tuned over the next 12 months to see how all this turns out. That's your Buzzcast for Friday. Hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.